third parak of Shavuos, fifth Mishnah. Echad dvarim shel atzma ve'echad dvarim shel achirim. When he makes a shvuah, he can make a shvuah in respect to things that are his own things or other people's things. Echad dvarim sheish b'mamish, echad dvarim sheim b'mamish, whether it's a physical entity or something that does not have any physical entity, as we will see now, the Mishnah will explain exactly what it means. Ketzer. Amash shvuah she'etan ish ploini shelo etin. I make a shvuah that I will give somebody something I will not give them. That is a shvuah of... involving a second party. Shemisati, shelonisati, or that I gave, I didn't give, that's a shu'al isha'ovar, and the past event, she'ishan, shelo'ishan, that's something only no gave to himself. I will sleep, I will not sleep. She'ishanti, shelo'ishanti, I did sleep or I didn't sleep. She'ezrak, shelo'yam, shelo'ezrak, I'll throw something, a stone into the yam, I will not. She'zerakti, shelo'zerakti. These are all examples of shu'as, both that I will do something or I did do something, and both things negate himself or negate other people. Rav Shmuel Omer Eino Chayiv Elo Asad Lava. He learns that the chiv on shvuah, the chiv of korban on a shvuah, is only if he made a shvuah on something he will do. Shneimer Lahor LeHeitiv. He will do something bad or will do something good. If you can take it literally, you should only do things that are either doing benefiting or damaging. What about if he makes a shvuah on an act which doesn't make a difference one way or the other? They said there's a ribuy in the pasuk. What's the ribuy? It says nefesh kisi shova, which is a cloud, which is mashma, any type of shvuah. Lord lehetiv is a prat. Afterwards, it says kol hashiyavata, anything he will say, he will state. Smashma, that's including all kind of things more than just lahor lahetiv. So if you admit that the pasuk is not literally just lahor lahetiv, so also I'm saying that once the Torah is being merabe, some rabbi also shvuah shel ova. Yeah.